Protesters swore Max Rose's office over his support of impeachment. By Hannah Blow on October 8, 2019. Protesters on Monday swarmed Representative Max Rose's DNY office over his newfound support of the partisan-fueled impeachment inquiry. Rose, who represents New York's 11th district, which Trump won by 10 percentage points in 2016, recently caved and announced his support for an impeachment inquiry. "I will support and I will defend the United States Constitution. And it is for that reason that I intend to fully support this impeachment inquiry and follow the facts," he told supporters at a town hall last week. "I'm gonna follow these facts wherever they lead, no matter the consequences," he added. Protesters, who chanted "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Max Rose has got to go!" exclamation mark, swarmed his office on Monday alongside Staten Island GOP Chairman Brendan Lantry and New York State Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy. "The president won this district by almost 11 percentage points. The people of Staten Island and Brooklyn in this district spoke loud and clear. Rose is going to face a wrath of those constituents next November. Mark my words," Langworthy said at the protest, according to MSN. Lantry added, "Instead of focusing on doing his job and focusing on the important issues like improving our infrastructure, making New York competitive despite oppressive taxes and regulations, or lowering the cost of prescription drugs, Max fell in line with the most radical elements of the Democratic Party. It's insulting the left is questioning our decision of whom we voted for," one voter said. Max Rose's constituents overwhelmingly voted to elect President Trump. "But Max just can't let it go. He's absolutely obsessed with impeaching Trump and overturning his constituents' choice in the 2016 election," Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, spokesman Calvin Moore said in a statement. "Max Rose has no intention of delivering on any of the issues voters elected him on. As long as he can team up with radical left for one more Hail Mary pass at removing Trump from office, no matter the cost," he added. Rose defended his decision to back the inquiry on Monday. "I didn't fight our enemies overseas so that our leaders would invite them to interfere in our elections back home," he said. "It's disappointing to see the Republican Party put China and Russia ahead of America," he continued. "My job is to get the facts, not play politics, and that's exactly what I'm going to do." Rose is not the only lawmaker who has faced protests over support for the impeachment inquiry. Protesters surrounded Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, at the Reno airport last week, demanding her to stop the impeachment of Trump. Internal polling spells trouble for vulnerable Democrats in key congressional districts. According to National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, polling, the majority of voters do not consider Trump's phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky an impeachable offense.